Thank you so much for tuning into a service with Hope Family George. We hope it inspires you and helps you with your journey with God.
That's brilliant. Hey, Matt Mackey is an amazing communicator, and I can't wait to be with him again. And yeah, it's going to be really, really good. So next Sunday, you do not want to miss out. And like I said as well, obviously first Saturday prayer coming up as well. But excited to be able to just jump into the Word of God. And what we're going to be talking about this morning is the importance of remembering. The importance of remembering. But in remembering, we need to actually make sure that we're remembering the right things and forgetting the wrong things. So remember the right things, forget the wrong things. And so we're going to be looking at three different passages, one out of the book of Matthew, one out of the book of Deuteronomy, and one out of this book that we often don't read, the book of Lamentations. Yes, there is a book in the Bible called Lamentations, and we're going to read out of it this morning. And so excited about that. But before we go any further, let's just pray and ask God to speak to us. Lord Jesus, right now we come before you, and I do pray that you would speak into our hearts, help us to focus on what you want us to focus on, Lord, to be intentional about remembering what you want us to remember and forgetting what we should forget, Lord, so that our hearts and our minds can step into all that you've got for us, and that our emotions can just be focused on all that you want to do in and through us, Lord Jesus, because our emotions can determine so much of who we are and how we respond. And we want to respond correctly to everything that we're going through and everything in our future. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Great. So we're going to start off reading out of the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. And I absolutely love the Word of God. I love the way that it's structured. I love everything that is said in the Bible. And it is really life and hope and speaks into every part of who we are. But when we do read the Bible, when we do study it, I would encourage you to read it slowly, but also sometimes read it fast. Like to have change the way that you read it in different ways, because if you're reading it in context, like you read the story of Matthew, some things you'll see the different individual stories of the different individual conversations in the context of what's actually going on. So we're going to read out of Matthew chapter 16, but before Matthew chapter 16, there's Matthew chapter 15, and before Matthew chapter 15, there's Matthew chapter 14. And so what happens in 14, 15 helps us understand what's happening in 16. So we're going to read, and this is Jesus having a conversation with his disciples. At this point in time in the story, they're around the Sea of Galilee, And two amazing miracles have just happened when they're crisscrossing the Sea of Galilee in Matthew chapter 15 and Matthew chapter 14. So let's read Matthew chapter 16. This is what it says. When they went across the lake, the disciples forgot to take bread. Be careful, Jesus said to them. Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were these two religious groups. And the Pharisees, they believed that somehow if they were good enough through their own efforts, then they would succeed. And the Sadducees, they didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead. That's why they're sad, you see. It's easier to remember them. They're sad, you see, because they didn't believe in the resurrection. The Pharisees did believe in the resurrection. And both of them really thought that through their own efforts, they would somehow be blessed. Through their own efforts. And then it says, they discussed this among themselves. Is it because we didn't bring bread? Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, you of little faith, why are you talking amongst yourselves about not having bread? Do you not understand? Don't you remember the five loaves for the 5,000 and how many baskets you gathered, or the seven loaves for the 4,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? How is it that you don't understand that I was not talking about bread? Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Interesting passage. So just before this, in chapter 15, Jesus had just fed 4,000 men, excluding women and children. The chapter before that, in chapter 14, Jesus just supernaturally fed 5,000 men. excluding women and children. So Jesus has just done these two incredible miracles. With a very little amount of food, he multiplied the bread, and they were incredibly blessed. Amazing. And then the next chapter, they didn't bring bread again. And they're like, oh no, we don't have food. And she's like, you of little faith, don't you remember what I've just done? How can you forget? It's literally just happened. And our faith is connected to our memory. Our faith is connected to our memory, and our faith is connected to what we choose to remember. We need to intentionally remember the right things. Now, I'm pretty sure that they did remember it. But they, in the moment of what they're facing, they forgot. Like, you can know something, but you can forget something in your heart. Maybe you're a little bit like me. I have a tendency to forget. So I've got to have a system of trying to remember things. I get distracted. Maybe you're not like me. My wife has this incredible memory. She just, I don't know how she does it. She remembers everything. I'm not like that. I go to the shop. And I go to the shop to go buy something. And I know what I got to go buy. Marinette sends me lists of what I need to go buy. She even sends, like yesterday, she gave me a photo of the three things I needed to buy when I went to the pharmacy. But the pharmacy, I go there, I've got a list. There's three things. I came out with two of them. I forgot about the third thing. How did I forget? I don't know. But I go there, I check the checkout, did I get everything? Yeah. But I somehow have to read it too fast. And I went past my list. I forgot the one thing. But I bought other things that I didn't really need. Do you do that? You go to the shop, you know what you need to get, you walk out with what you went there to get, but you got other things that you didn't really get. Like there was chocolates, and there was a this, and there was a that. And we have a tendency to do that. We get distracted by all the shiny things. And we forget the things that we actually need to remember. I want to encourage you, be intentional about what you're remembering. And be intentional about forgetting the things that you need to forget. Otherwise, we become like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And we think it's about ourselves. We take our eyes. And actually, it's connected to our faith. It's connected to our faith. And our faith determines our future. Probably more than anything else. God's grace, his mercy is here. But we need to put our faith in God. And if we put our faith in God, it determines our future. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 8 is talking about how we need to be intentional about remembering God in the good times. Because sometimes when things go really, really well, we can forget God. And that's what he's telling us in Deuteronomy chapter 8. It says this. It says, when you've eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord, failing to observe his commands and his laws and decrees that I'm giving you today. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, you will build fine houses and settle down. And when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase and you have multiplied, then your heart will become proud and you'll forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought water out of the rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant with you. It's easy when things start to go well, we forget where we've come from. We can forget the desperate prayers that we prayed. During difficult times, we sometimes cry out to the Lord and God answers our prayers and he blesses us. And then things start to go well. And then I got you. No, it was God who got us here. It's God who gives us his ability to produce wealth and to generate income. It's God's goodness and his grace. I like what Marina shared earlier on about the importance of tithing, which comes out of the same book. It says, actually, the importance of tithing is to teach us and remind us to put God first, to remember that actually it's God. I love when we get something, we get money, we get our salary, we get increase. The first thing we do is we tithe. Why? Because God, I never want to forget. Actually, you're the source. I'm not the source, God. You are the source of everything, and my faith is in you. The other time that we forget is we can forget when things go wrong. And so the book of Lamentations. Lamentations means to lament, to cry, to weep. And so this book is not an encouraging book. Like if you really want to be encouraged, probably not the right book to read. But it's a book about struggle. Just before this passage we're going to read, you're actually talking about how I'm chewing and my teeth are being ground down. Like if you're just chewing, you're grinding your teeth, like your struggle is that bad. And then it goes on and says this, Lamentations chapter 3 from verse 17. I have been deprived of peace. I have forgotten what prosperity is. Things were going well, but actually I have no peace. I've forgotten what prosperity is. So I say, my splendor is gone. And all that I hoped from the Lord. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I remember them and my soul is downcast. Your soul is your psyche. It's where we get the word your psychology from. It's the study of the soul, your psyche, that inner part of who you are. It's just that connection between your spirit and your mind. It's that inner part of who you are. Your soul, your psyche can be downcast. Feel hopeless. Like you've forgotten what prosperity is. You've forgotten what a good night's sleep really is. You've forgotten what it feels to be at peace. You've forgotten hope. You've lost all hope. And it talks about here how it's because he's remembering the suffering. He's focusing on the suffering. He's focusing on his current circumstances. He's focusing on everything that's going wrong. But then the next conversation is this. So interesting. Verse 21. Yet I call this to mind. I call to mind. And therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So he's saying, in the midst of suffering, I'm choosing to not remember my suffering. In the midst of things going wrong, I call something else to mind. We need to change the conversation that's going on in our brain. We need to change the conversation that we're thinking about. It's almost like watching the TV. Watching the TV, wrong channel, change the channel. You have the remote in your hand. You can change the channel. Change what you're thinking about. Choose to forget your suffering. Choose to forget your circumstance. Choose to not focus on what your current situation might be. And let's remember the Lord. Let's be intentional. And it says that when we do this, something changes. We choose to think about something. I call something to mind. And then it says this, because of the Lord's great love, we're not consumed, because his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. In verse 24, I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. Sometimes we need to have a conversation with yourself. I say to myself, Paul, the Lord is faithful. God is good. I'm going to trust in him. I'm going to push on. I'm going to press in. I'm going to remember the goodness of the Lord. I'm going to bring hope back. I'm going to recall certain things. I love these things because it's one of the reasons why we're celebrating today. We look back on the last 13 years. Yeah. Sometimes we go through difficult seasons, but we're going to focus on the good. Going to celebrate the good. When I do that, faith rises inside of me. Hope comes up again. Somehow my soul that was downcast comes alive. Even my emotions, my anxiety seems to disappear. Why? Because I'm having a conversation with myself and reminding myself of the goodness of God. God is good. I will wait on Him. I will trust Him. And I'm convinced of this. In Psalm chapter 27, it says this, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wonderful, eh? I love the Word of God. It brings hope. It reminds us what we need to do. It talks to our emotions, talks to our psyche, it talks to the deepest parts of who we are, and it tells us what we need to do to move from where we are into all that God's got for us. Would you stand with me right now? I'm going to pray a simple prayer. I'm not sure where you are. Maybe you're in that season where everything's going really well, or maybe you're in that season where you're not. Maybe you're just like the disciples. You've just come out of blessing and you've forgotten already. Where are we going to get food? God supplied in the past, He'll supply again. Let's remember His goodness and His grace. So I'm just going to pray and encourage you as I'm praying now to you to genuinely speak to the Lord and say, God, help me to remember Your goodness. Help me to never forget who You are, God. I want to be intentional about remembering that You are my source, You are my source, that You're the good God that loves me. Let's pray. Lord, right now we want to thank You for Your word, Lord. Thank You that it is life and that it is hope, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord God, that we get to serve You. And I pray, God, that You would help us, help our emotions, help our mind. Lord, help us to be intentional to remember the right things and forget the wrong things, to focus on what is good, to focus on Your promises, to focus on all that You've called us to be and to do, and that there is hope and it is in You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Stay in touch. We'd love to hear from you. Send through your prayer requests, praise reports, or any questions you might have to 062-214-2814. That's 062-214-2814.